Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
First Things First, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim.
98% of chief human resources officers believe that economic downturn is coming up, but only 12% feel prepared. Now, from the ongoing trade war to the arrival of 5G, it seems like disruption is proving to be an ongoing theme.
While governments, though, are moving in tandem, laying plans out to build a robust and intelligent workforce equipped to handle the challenges of the future, it isn't guaranteed that the Asia-Pacific region is immune to uncertainty. Singapore is not an exception as well in the region, especially as it takes concrete steps to achieve its smart city ambitions. We're glad to have Nick Chia, who is country manager of Singapore at Russell Reynolds. Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for the invitation.
Nick, how worried should we be about the pace with which Industry 4.0 is progressing? Are we keeping up?
I would agree that there's a lot of disruption, a lot of uncertainty. It's probably more productive not to worry so much about what the uncertainty is, but to start thinking about what we can do to address what is going to be a very volatile situation. I think the important thing is then to look ahead and to plan for that rather than to worry about what's going to come.
But that's the thing, though. You're talking about crystal ball gazing almost, right? Uncertainty, we don't know what's happening. How then do we prepare and how then do we get prepared for uncertainty, so to speak?
It is, you're right. I think if all, any of us could predict the future, then we'd probably have a different
a
job.
Great time.
But since we cannot, I think what we have to do is just prepare for what is going to be a very uncertain future, which is constantly changing.
Right.
And key to that is probably ensuring that our organizations are resilient enough, flexible enough, and agile enough to adapt to whether it's a growth, a restructuring, or a downturn.
Mm. Okay.
And that's really the key.
Funny you should say that, Nick, because that's my next question for you. What are some of the strategies that chief HR officers, the CHROs, should implement in order to stay agile and also quick to respond in today's volatile landscape?
Whatever the volatility, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think what we found amongst the clients that we work with is that CHROs or heads of human resource are really trying to build that agility into the workforce. So the first thing is then understanding, for example, do you have people with the right competencies and skill sets to deal with a changing situation? If you have leaders who have only encountered growth markets and never encountered a downturn, they just have not had the relevant experience.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you need a bit of diversity in people to have those kinds of skill sets. Secondly, is looking at the entire organization. No individual or individual department will have all the right answers or all the right skills. How can you complement across the organization by blending the different skill sets? So that's where CHROs can really help organizations by looking ahead and testing to see whether the current organization fits that. And if not, what they can do about it.
Right. Talk to us about HR's role in building that strong culture and the talent strategy as well to ensure the sustainability of the organization.
Ideally, the talent strategy is not a HR topic. It is a CEO topic. And we found that the most effective CHROs or leaders of HR are really business people first.
Mm-hmm.
And so once they understand the business, then they can align the people and talent strategies towards what the company is trying to achieve. So that sounds quite simple and straightforward, but mm-hmm. it's not necessarily very commonplace.
Sure.
Second thing is then there are certain, what more progressive organizations do is, for example, they rotate people early on in their career. They stretch people through assignments for development. They move people across functions and they stress test them early in their career, where the opportunity cost for the organization and for the individual is actually lower.
Mm-hmm. What's a stress test, though? I'm getting images of waterboarding and getting your fingernails yanked out. Of course, I digress.
We start with that, and then we build on that. I think what many people think about development as something you do instead of your day job.
Right.
Right? Wow. So I would like a development opportunity, but I don't have time to do it because I have a full-time job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In most cases, high-potential individuals are stretched because they do their day job and an assignment, which then allows them to try new things without necessarily being a fatal mistake.
Mm.
So what people, and again, in Singapore, we sometimes have a tendency to try to know the answer before the question's asked, and we want to take on something if we know what the result is going to be.
Right, Nick. Just want to ask you one quick question. Our advisors to CEOs are putting into place contingency plans to ensure that they are well prepared to manage in the event of the market turning?
What we are finding with Russell Reynolds and our clients is that it is exactly what you just said, which is that they're looking in place at A, various scenarios, and B, various contingency plans. And it's not even a contingency plan per se. It's almost they want to create or co-create that future. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if they have the right people in place, they are prepared for whatever eventuality comes up. Secondly, more and more companies are finding there's less and less they can directly control, from regulatory to compliance to trade wars and so on. And therefore, there's only certain things you can do, which means you need to partner and work with others quickly in a very agile, fast response time. That means sometimes buying or sharing instead of making. So that agility and response time is quite crucial, and that needs to be built into the mindset and not just the processes.
Concerning stats, though, 98% of chief human resources officers know that an economic downturn is coming. Only 12% feel prepared. We're speaking with Nick Chia, country manager of Singapore, Russell Reynolds. Talk to us about why the majority of, well, so few of them, if you will, chief human resources officers don't feel confident with how well they or their teams would be able to respond to an economic downturn. So many of them know it's coming, yet so few feel prepared.
I suspect one of the reasons is that if you think about what companies want to do in a difficult situation, they want to control, they want to minimize, they want to reduce. So the functions that oversee that, supply chain, procurement, finance, tend to get more attention. Mm-hmm. They are more tangible and concrete. But if you think about preparing the team to be ready, that's a much softer issue. It's an important but not urgent issue. And frankly, it's harder to measure in general. So therefore, I would say one is that there's less focus sometimes on these areas as you're going into a downturn, because the feeling is I need to focus on the tangible aspects. Mm-hmm. But the other part is actually the people development is an ongoing thing. You don't reach a destination. You don't say I'm done with my people development. Mm-hmm. And so in a way, there's also, I feel, people always feel like I'm not a complete picture yet. Mm-hmm. I'm a work in progress. So I would suspect CHROs also feel their organizations are always a work in progress.
Mm. Okay. There was something that we picked out in the survey as well. I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, finance and legal and supply chain practices will grow, but conversely, HR kind of tails off for a company, showing that CEOs do not invest in the strategic and robust HR plan when faced with a downturn. So maybe the answer is as per what you said earlier. Why do you think this is the case?
I think the human nature is to try to work on things you feel you have control over. Mm-hmm. So the ones you talked about probably are a bit more tangible and objective. Having said all of that, I think people realize, many CEOs realize, in essence, they are actually the chief human resource officer.
Right.
Really, right? You're leading. Right. Yeah. And today, any organization, whether you're manufacturing units or whether you're a service industry, it's all about people.
Sure.
And so the ability of the leaders of the organization, not just the CEO, but that person's head of HR, finance, mm-hmm. legal, but also then the board members and others and the broader management team, their ability to kind of recruit, retain, train, and develop those people actually is a circular cycle, right? If you don't develop the right people, you can't retain them.
Sure.
If you can't retain them, then you can't grow. So I think more and more people realize that this is something they need to work on, but because it's less tangible, less easily measured, I suspect in some cases the CEO may say this is a HR issue.
Right. Mm. Do you think though at this stage then, it sounds like you're saying that more companies are realizing that this shouldn't be the case, but CHROs tend to just feel like the least favorite child?
Sometimes
you'll
see
the CEO and the CFO together a lot, kind of, right? But seldom with the CHRO guy?
I would agree, and I think that's changing. So what we are seeing in our clients is more and more, actually, you need CFO there because that's the finance and the operations of the company.
Yeah.
In some cases, it's the head of operations. But then, frankly, the people person, the one who runs the people programs, is more often than not now the other
left
right hand.
Left hand, if you will.
Right, yeah, right hand and left hand.
Yes.
What are the main C's up there?
Yes. And I think that C-suite, right? Because we often say C-suite, right? And it doesn't imply that they're all kind of cosseted away in a corner.
Right.
But really it's an integration of and a melding of all the different capabilities. And so more and more what we are seeing also here in my firm is that the interplay of those capabilities at the top level is as important as the individual strengths.
Mm-hmm. Nick Chia, Country Manager of Singapore, Russell Reynolds. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nick.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg.
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.